Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, good day and welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We want to talk to you about a company that's now public, that we've been around since the entrepreneurial idea was advanced. And it's a sales tax product called Avalara. But Avalara's sure grown up a lot from the early days when it was just an idea. And today, they have over 1,000 integrations with various products. So this public company has so many different things. We're going to try to keep it fairly straightforward for you in this podcast to understand what they do. But if you think about sales and use tax compliance, both U.S. and international, this particular vendor should have it covered. And there's all sorts of things that we'll get to. But Brian, I know you know this product well. You've been around it a long time like I have been. What would you like our listeners to learn about Avalara right off the block?
Well, Avalara is an organization that with a combination of technology, artificial intelligence, and offshore labor has tackled the transaction-based taxation problem for organizations. So they work with VAT, they work with customs duties, they work with sales and use tax. They actually had an engine that predated the one that's used by a lot of the states and a lot of the large organizations that is geolocates. Where you are and to which jurisdictions you're in, so it knows what tax rates to use. Because in this country, there's just an absolute crazy quilt of different jurisdictions that overlap one another that change your sales tax rate and can change who gets the sales tax. So, for example, I live in Knox County, Tennessee, and I have a certain amount that goes to the state and a certain amount that goes to Knox County. Even though I'm in a town of Farragut, if I go to the city of Knoxville, that money that would have gone to Knox County now goes to the city of Knoxville. And again, those boundaries are not based on zip codes or anything that you can get, that you can infer from the addresses with anything other than locating it on a map and having a database of what those maps are, what those jurisdictions are, and what the rates are. So they do that very well. They also handle, and they'll actually do the calculation within, I think you said, about 1,000 products. They also handle some other pretty sophisticated things like highway fuel tax, and they handle the tax that you pay, the excise taxes that you pay on diesel fuel and other products like that. They actually have some operations here in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I live, where they do some of that. So huge company. When you think about Avalara, just think about anything where you have a tax that you pay based on a transaction taking place, they probably have a solution for you in that area.
So that's pretty good, quick summary on that. And, just to give you a flavor of this, Avalara has a platform that is comprehensive, and they actually call it now their Avalara platform and Avalara Compliance Cloud. And among the things that they do in there are calculations. And of course, as Brian just illustrated, sales taxes cannot be assigned by zip code. They actually have to be geolocated. Now, in a future tech lab, we'll talk to you more about geolocation because I've been working on several of the new geolocation methodologies that are out there. but they do calculations based on the geolocation. And in some states like Colorado, rates are very Byzantine. They also will do sales tax returns. They will gather documents together. They can maintain exemption certificates and licenses in their platform. And then they'll also do other fiscal and insight work for you. But the Avalara platform is interfaced with, like you said, 1,000+ systems based on the last count. So, you know, the Avalara platform does end-to-end compliance work. They allow you to scale, if you're an industry listener today, they allow you to scale the business. If you're a CPA firm, you can use their platform to prepare sales tax returns and expand your tax compliance practice with this. And further, they will file tax returns, sales tax returns in all 50 states. Now, we did want to call out for you and point out that there is reason for you to look for sales tax products that are compliant with the SSTP, the Streamlined Sales Tax states, because full member states, of which there's 23 of those full member states, if you are on a streamlined sales tax compliant product like Avalara, you become exempt from sales and use tax audits. And that's a huge deal. So it's worth paying something just to get around that. And of course, so many of the states are looking for revenue. Sales tax is certainly one of those ways that they can get there. So again, that's kind of a long rant about platform there, but all of the major e-commerce platforms, all of the major accounting platforms and so forth interface with Avalara. Now, Brian, I kind of got off on a bit of a rant there on a CPA firms being able to work with that. And I know that Avalara has had their partner central, and then they actually have implementation partners, and they have a full accountant program and so forth. So when you're looking at or thinking about the partners, what might you want our listeners to know about some of these programs, maybe even specifically the accountant program?
Well, the accountant program gives you access to some tax research. It helps you solve this sales tax problem for your clients. One of the things we've got to be very careful of in this day and age of advisory is we don't want somebody else coming in and giving them a chance to put their foot in the door and then taking over the advisory function from our existing long-term clients because we get outmaneuvered and outsold. So one of the ways you can do that is by offering a comprehensive solution to all the tax woes that somebody has. And certainly Avalara gives you an opportunity to do that by basically turning the stuff over to them. And so you can go through and work with that and basically implement Avalara's services. Now, those can be implemented in small business software like QuickBooks and Xero. It can be implemented in mid-market products. It even goes all the way up to SAP. Randy mentioned earlier that Avalara has over 1,000 products with which it integrates. And, you know, 1,000 products is nothing to sneeze at, to be sure. I don't know of anybody that's even close to that, except for maybe some of the major organizations, maybe Zapier or somebody like that, whose business is interfaces. But other than that, I don't know of anybody else that works with this. But they have, there are tools there where if you're a value-added reseller, you can use them. There are tools if you're in the bookkeeping business, you can do that. And frankly, if you just want to get the problem solved right for your clients, you can also refer through there. So they've got quite a different range of options in here for this. And they have a website, I believe it's avataxrates.com, where you can go look up rates. But again, the accountant program is free. And I encourage anybody listening to this that's a CPA practice advisor reader to join that accountant program because it really doesn't cost anything. And it gives you a number of resources to help you get pointed in the right direction when you're faced with the sales tax challenge.
Now, beyond that, Brian, you are correct on the accountant program, but I'm just going to call out for a minute that there are certified implementation partners. So yes, they have a referral program, but they also have a variety of organizations that implement Avalara and the various products. So again, I'm going to call a few of these out by name, like Avalara Avatax, that's the standard, but they also have Avalara Managed Returns, and they have Avalara Cert Capture. And, you know, I could keep going here, but you're getting the idea. And the interfaces are implemented by various organizations. Now, many of these are CPA firms. So the likes of RSM or Grant Thornton are in there, KPMG. So you can hear big boys, Moss Adams and the like. But then you also have traditional accounting software implementers, the RKLs and the like, that also can do the implementation. So I just want to point out that, you know, there's so many different ways to go. I don't want to make this sound more complex than it is. It's not, but there are a variety of programs out there that, you know, you could use along the way. Now, Avalara, as you've pointed out, has tried to be straightforward with the information in tax. They've built platforms for education. I don't mind mentioning that historically, when we helped with the idea of creating Avalara University, they've taken it well beyond the initial training that we did. And, you know, as it turns out, the first 30 of those 1,000 integrations we assisted with as well. So we go way back with the product and, you know that it does things quite well and quite reliably. Well, I'm just thinking about so many different things that we could talk about here, Brian, but I know we're probably missing something along the way. You know, the pricing for the product, by the way, is broken across small business, mid-business, and enterprise businesses. And the business license tracking, for example, is about $99 to get started. The sales tax per location is about $350 to get started. So again, I don't want to try to price for our listeners on the podcast today, but, you know, again, the way this really works is they ask to create a quote for you off their website.
Well, that's completely reasonable, I think, because when you look at sales tax and any kind of indirect tax like this, the system and the laws and regulations are so Byzantine and so location specific and business specific that it's very difficult to come up with a one size fits all strategy for this. One thing I do want to mention is they have a whole sales tax education site. I misspoke earlier. I said avataxrates.com. That's incorrect. That site's gone. It is now just taxrates.com. And so you can go there and they have, you can use all of their resources on sales tax that they've published there for the low, low price of free.
Pretty amazing when it comes to that too. Well, so Brian, any parting thoughts about Avalara? Again, such a big topic. We could probably do 10 sessions on the Technology Lab and not even begin to scratch the surface.
I mean, we're 3.5 years post Wayfair. We're getting to the point now where some of the, you know, the cases that are going to be required to litigate and work out how all this is going to work and how economic nexus is going to work are starting to wind their way through the courts and through the administrative processes and the legal change processes, legislative processes of the states. So, you know, this economic nexus is a real thing that you're going to have to deal with. And if you don't have a strategy, somebody else may come in and solve the problem for your client. And don't be surprised if they do. Avalara gives you an opportunity to be a partner or to partner with some of their partners to get this problem solved for your client so that you can keep your clients out of trouble in this very difficult, very Byzantine area of tax compliance in the U.S.
And boy, is it Byzantine. I love your word, which I think describes it well. We know that this is a need of your clients. And if you're looking for a high quality sales tax solution, we believe Avalara is certainly one of those to consider. We look forward to seeing you on another Technology Lab. You have a fine day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.